The oceans of the world were the home of Big Blue. He was the greatest monster that the world ever knew. And the place that he loved best was the waters to the west. Around the blue Pacific he did roam. Big Blue moved alone, for a mighty blue was he. And the battles of the whales was an awesome sight to see. And he took them one by one, and he drove them all away. And the mating of the day he was the king. Big Blue had 50 wives, and he sired 40 sons. Though most of them fell victim to the cruel harpoon guns, ah, but he was too much wise to get caught by the gunner's eyes. And so he lived at sea 100 years. Mouth was as large as a tunnel, so they say. His hide was thick as leather, and his eyes quick and small, and his back was all scarred by the times he got away. And he knew the smell of whalers did Big Blue. Passed away to his natural decay. Beside the Arctic Circle as he traveled up that way, and there never was a man who was born with a gunner's hand. Whoever took a pan to Big Blue. Now the gray whale is a run, and the sperm is almost done. The finbacks and the Greenland rights have all passed and gone. They've been taken by the men for the money they could spend. And the killing never ends, it just goes on. The oceans of the earth were the home of Big Blue. He was the greatest monster that the world ever knew. And the place that he loved best was the waters to the west. Around the blue Pacific he did roam.